Well, the context for this morning's scripture lessons is fairly obvious with today, our celebration of Epiphany Sunday. In the original Greek, the word epiphany means the appearance or the miraculous phenomenon. Thus, in the church's calendar, today is the day we celebrate the appearance, the shining forth, the miraculous phenomenon of the revelation of God in human form in the person of Jesus. And as we will soon hear, the prophet Isaiah uses the imagery of light to announce this epiphany of love coming into the world. And appropriately enough, as we heard, the Magi, who I like to call the wise guys from the East, are drawn to the baby in the manger by a light. They are led to the light of Christ by the light of a celestial being, a celestial object, a star. And then Linda will read from Paul's letter to the Philippians that we should allow the light and the love to guide us in our daily lives, and then to strive to do the will of God as children of God, so we can be like stars shining to the world. And so as we ponder the meaning of the Christmas and Epiphany season and ponder the meaning of this new year, how wise will we be? Will we choose to follow the star? Will we allow the star to guide us in our daily lives? And will our star light up the world with our love?
Old Testament reading is from Isaiah 60, 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of the dawn. Light up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nation shall come to you, and a multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim and praise the Lord. And the New Testament reading is from Philippians 2, 12 through 15. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of crooked and perverse generation, in which you shine like stars in the world. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
Well, with today being Epiphany Sunday, I found it fascinating that this past week, if you had time to watch or listen to the news, our eyes were sent skyward once again to the heavens. On January 1, we received news from NASA that the spacecraft called New Horizons had gone 4 billion miles from here, 1 billion miles beyond Pluto, the farthest that human beings have reached successfully out into space. And this was to take pictures when it reached 2,200 miles close to a celestial body called Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule. And the picture, that strange picture on the front of your cover, that's the picture of Ultima Thule that we received back on New Year's Day. It's sort of an icy, mysterious body, but they believe that it is a pristine remnant from the beginning of the solar system, and that scientists may find clues to the beginning of our universe. Then on Thursday, 2 days later, China landed the first spacecraft on the far side of the moon, the first soft landing on the far side of the moon, which also they said might, quote, unveil the mysterious beginnings of the moon, the universe. And so great things, once again, as humankind looks to the skies to find some answers about this universe, but maybe find some answers to why we're here and how we got here. So it was 2,000 years ago, as we heard in the children's message, that these wise men, these magi, looked to the sky and saw a celestial being, an object up in the sky with a bright light. So the answer to the question now for us to answer, will we see some star that will provide maybe some guidance in our lives, some purpose in our lives? And also, as we heard from Philippians, will we become children, like children of God, and let our stars shine in the world? We love the poet Anne Weems, and she has written, "The silence breaks into morning, that one star lights the world. Let it begin with singing and never end. O angels, quit your lamenting. O pilgrims, upon your knees in tearful prayer, rise up, take your hearts, and run."
One person who is a star to the world, shining her light and love, and who did rise up and take heart and run, is Eunice Medwinter, the founder of the Bloomfield Backpack Project, in which we are a great part and a help. So it started in 2004. Eunice was home on maternity leave watching the Summer Olympics and cheering on her home country of Jamaica. It was then that she describes that she had this overwhelming feeling, we might say call from God, that to whom much is given, much should be expected. And she says it was a calling crystal clear, like she was in a relay race of life and the baton was getting handed to her, and it was her turn to take it and make the world a better place. And she reflected on how she had done really well personally and professionally, and how she was called by her God to make the world a better place. And so she started a nonprofit called the Hyacinth Foundation, named after her mom, who at a very young age taught her to listen to God, to feel God's presence, to follow God's love and light. And she started this nonprofit, and in the beginning, in 2005, the nonprofit focused on helping children in Jamaica in terms of education. But then, just a few years later, in 2009, her pastor — you see, Eunice goes to the UCC Church in Bloomfield, our sister congregation — so her pastor received an email saying that there were hungry children right in Bloomfield. And FoodShare had called this meeting where people gathered around a table and talked about solutions. What could we do to help the hungry children in Bloomfield? And the Backpack Project was suggested, so that you pack backpacks full of food in just a regular bag and kids could take it home for the weekend and have enough food to feed their families. Because you see, during the week they had food from school, either on free or reduced lunches and breakfasts. But the catch: you need a nonprofit to start the Backpack Project. Well, Eunice raised her hand and said, "Well, I have a nonprofit that I started just a few years ago." And so she used the Hyacinth Foundation to start the Backpack Project in Bloomfield. And it was our congregation, through our Vacation Bible School, that raised the money to buy those 50 backpacks for that first year of the Backpack Project 10 years ago. The Vacation Bible School families raised enough money, and so we purchased those backpacks and have been supporting the Backpack Project ever since with our money, and we go once a month to pack the backpacks. I emailed with Eunice just a few days ago just to check in and also to see how it's going. After 10 years, this program has delivered 16,380 backpacks full of food to over 630 families. Together, over 141,000 meals have been given to hungry children and families. Can you picture that? Almost 142,000 meals have been given in the past 10 years. Eunice is a bright star shining for all of us to see.
Another bright star is named Jorge Munoz, and he lives in Queens, New York. And some people call him the most inspiring person they know. By day, he's a school bus driver, and at night, he's an angel. He's a star. You see, a number of years ago, Jorge, driving a school bus, was waiting for some kids to hop on his bus when he noticed some men throwing out what appeared to be very good food. And so he went to them and said, "I think I can use that food. Can I take it?" And they said, "Yes, of course." And so for more than 5 years now, Jorge, after his school bus runs during the day, at night, in his small little kitchen in Queens on an old stove, has been making meals for almost over 100, mostly men, every single night, apparently only missing a few nights because of some snowstorms. He uses about half of his $650 a week pay, plus that food, and he's delivered over 70,000 meals in a little over 5 years. He finds that his best payback for doing this are the smiles that he receives. He'll go to a Queens subway stop around 9:30 at night, and the men begin to line up, and he will provide them with a hot meal, hot cocoa or iced tea, and they come through the line and say, "If it were not for this meal, I would be searching through dumpsters for a meal today." And they smile at him, and he says that those smiles are the best pay that he could possibly receive.
Another bright and shining star right here in our congregation was Paul Fraley. As I mentioned earlier in the service, we celebrated his life here in this sacred place just yesterday in his over 30 years of membership here. He truly has been a star to shine brightly in all of our lives and in the world. You might ask, okay, that's good, but he had a big connection to the Backpack Project. You see, it was 2009, and I had been here a few years, and Paul Fraley eagerly came up to me and said, "Kate, we have to talk. I have a new mission idea." I was like, okay. And I was working with the church school at that time, and he knew that we were very into mission work and that each year we tried to raise between $8,000 and $10,000 for a special project. So Paul comes up, and we sit down in my office, and he says, "I have to tell you about this amazing woman. Her name is Eunice Medwinter. She goes to the Bloomfield UCC Church. You know, she wants to start this thing called the Backpack Project. We have to help, Kate." I'm like, "Oh, okay. What do we do, Paul? What is the Backpack Project?" And he eagerly explained. He explained Eunice's passion and her faith. And for those of you who have met Eunice, it's obvious in the words that she speaks. And so began our relationship with the Bloomfield Backpack Project. Eunice and Paul, two similar faithful people sitting around a table saying, "There's work to be done in this world." They heeded that Anne Weems poem of taking heart and running with something. 10 years later, children in Bloomfield are still being fed because of their light and their love. I emailed Eunice this week to tell her that Paul had died. She was sad since they still got together on a somewhat regular basis, But this is what she wrote. We'll miss Paul, but we'll never forget the contribution he made. Ironically, I was actually working on the thank you letter to your church because we just received a generous check. It is extra special knowing we do what we do because Paul did what Paul did and believed in making the world a better place.
And it was over 10 years ago that I had coffee in South Windsor at a Dunkin' Donuts shop with Gloria McAdam, the founder, the inspirational founder, and then president of Food Share, who also needs our prayers now. She is perhaps in her last days up in New York State. But we had coffee, Gloria and I did, and she said that Food Share had just done some studies, and they said they needed a new mobile Food Share site, and the best location would be in the Glastonbury area. Could we help out? There are people in Glastonbury, in our surrounding communities, who face food insecurity every day. So I came back, and Kate and I went to the Board of Christian Service, and we sort of suspected who the partners in crime would be, Sally Riddell and Paul Fraley. Paul Fraley may now be gone physically from us, but he still inspires many of us and many of you. He's no longer out there. I can no longer look out my office window and see him in his fluorescent yellow vest, directing the traffic as people come speeding in for their food. They come in fast. We have other people who've taken up the mantle of wearing those fluorescent vests and people who hand out the food from the mobile food share truck. This is every other Wednesday, whether it's intense heat in the summer or bitter cold in the winter, rain or snow, we have people out there volunteering, happily sharing their love, and then receiving the smiles of the people in line who receive food.
Friends, we're at this time when a star has appeared, simply because an amazing baby was born so long ago.
And so now it's up to us to let that star guide us and inspire us to be lights and love to this world.
So I think, we think, we should rise up, we should take heart, and share God's love and light wherever we can in this world. Amen.